بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of the three fundamental principles, and we came to the type of worship which the Shaykh rahimahullah gave as an example, and that is the vows, an-nadr, or the vow. He said, rahimahullah, وَدَلِيلُ النَّذْرِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى يُوفُونَ بِالنَّذْرِ وَيَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا كَانَ شَرُّهُ مُسْتَطِيرًا. يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا. As in Surah Al-Ihsan, this is his evidence. Surah Al-Ihsan, they are those who fulfill their vows and they fear a day whose evil will be wide spreading. So, what is the vow? Is that the vow is for a person to make it duty bound to fulfill something that is not binding in origin from the legal perspective. So, for example, he makes it a duty bound upon himself of a charity or fasting or salah, either by saying in a conditional way, either by saying, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heals this ill person, I will fast 3 days, or I will give charity by such and such, or by saying, I makes it binding upon myself by Allah that I will give charity for such and such. The majority of the scholars are with the opinion that this is makruh, disliked, and some of them declared it forbidden. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, إنه لا يأتي بخير وإنما يستخرج به من البخيل. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it does not bring good, meaning the vow. It merely causes the miserly person to spend. And this is in Sahih al-Bukhari. In Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 8, hadith number 684. However, once it's done, then fulfilling it is obligated. However, once it's done, then fulfilling it is obligated. The fulfilling of vows which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised are all acts of worship which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated. And this is because our Shaykh rahimahullah said, this is because when a person starts any of the obligatory acts of worship, then he has become duty bound to fulfill and complete them. And the proof for this is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj in chapter 22, verse 29. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hajj, ثم ليقضوا تفثهم وليوفوا نذورهم وليطوفوا بالبيت العتيق. Then let them complete the prescribed duties for them in Hajj and perform their vows. He called it vows. Because the one who makes ihram for Hajj, who gets into the state of ihram for Hajj,
then he makes it a duty bound upon himself to complete it. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man nazara an yuti' Allah falyuti'." Anyone who vows to obey Allah, then let him do so. Ihram means to get into the state for the particular ritual of Hajj. Naam. So, vows by which a person makes a pledge and thus obligates himself to do something or other, or makes some act of obedience to Allah that is not obligatory, binding upon himself, then this is disliked. And as we said earlier, some of the scholars declared it to be forbidden. Yet even so, if a person does go ahead and vow that he will do some act of obedience to Allah, then it becomes obligatory upon him to perform it. Then it becomes obligatory upon him to perform it. As the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man nazara an yuti' Allah falyuti'." Whoever vows to act in obedience to Allah, then let him obey him. And therefore, the vows applies to the obligatory acts of worship in general, and to making vows in specific, which is that a person obliges himself to do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars divided the vow into various categories, and these are classified in the books of fiqh. The important point to remember that it is obligatory upon the person to perform the obedient type of vow, because the Prophet ﷺ said, "Whoever vows to act in obedience to Allah, then let him obey him." Let him obey him. But in origin, it is as mentioned earlier. In origin, most of the scholars dislike it. Most of the scholars dislike it. And some declared it to be forbidden. Okay, but once it is done, and the vow has been made to fast, for example, 3 days, to slaughter a sheep as a charity, to give money as a charity, then in this case it must be fulfilled, even if it is disliked in origin or forbidden, as mentioned by some of the scholars. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam. Now we have completed the various types of worship which the Shaykh rahimahullah had mentioned, and then in the next discussion we will talk about the second principle, which is ma'rifatu deen al-islam bil adilla, knowledge of the deen of Islam with the proofs. This is the second principle, and that will come inshallah in the next class. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah.